Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
How are you, Rick?
What up? I'm great. How are you?
Are you at, like, where are you, at school?
Yeah, I'm at the university. I'm at work.
Oh, shit. No big deal. Okay, let me ask this then. What is the reaction of the people at work seeing you this season?
You know, there's a few people at work that have been real into it, but I've been kind of bummed at how many people weren't into it. You know, I thought they'd throw a watch party and all this stuff, but no. Around Macon, there's a lot of really excited people, but I guess it's hard to get these university folks excited.
Okay. Well, listen, Rick, I feel like, I don't know if it's safe to say, it was a while ago, but your first season, you were always a little bit of a polarizing player, but I've just seen so much love for you. I think I've seen a lot of people come around on you this season. Have you seen that? Have you felt the love? I know it didn't work out, but how are you feeling today?
That might be the most surprising thing of all, is I really have felt so much more love this season when I feel like I was the same guy. Like,
you were
playing from the bottom, having a ton of fun, doing what it takes to get there. Maybe there's less resentment because I wasn't voted out early. Like, I made it to 7th without ever getting voted out. But it's been I'm so grateful for it. Like, it's really awesome that people seem to have appreciated what I brought to the table, which was forcing people to react to my game, like big moves. As much as some people don't like big moves, I think they're more appreciated when everyone else is making very small moves. And and just like my attitude and joy and also willingness to show my emotional side. Like, I think people have responded to it. It's been shocking. I thought I would be just as polarizing when I left the island. I thought Devin's fans will stay Devin's fans and Devin's haters will stay Devin's haters. And some of them have come around.
Yeah. I was going to mention the vulnerable moments, like even the moment last night when you were talking about the stars, and I know your wife had said, like, make sure you stop and you look around. It really did feel like, even as a viewer, that you were just having so much fun. You were appreciative of the experience and it really came across on screen. But yeah, when you were out there, I'm assuming you had to play day to day. Like, were you thinking very far ahead?
You know, it is funny because I think sometimes it's a great thing to plan 4 moves ahead. And that's why I try to get with a David Wright or a Christian Hubicki who kind of thinks that way. But I think other times thinking 4 steps ahead gets you voted out with an idol in your pocket because you're planning for 2 down the road. And I said on the show, like, tonight might be a bad night. Tomorrow might be blue skies. So if I think I'm at risk, I'm going to go for the fake idol at Tribal Council, knowing that that puts a big target on me, and I'll deal with that tomorrow, because if I go home tonight without going for that fake idol, it'll haunt me the rest of my life, you know? Whereas
exactly.
I'm not haunted at all because I feel like I did everything I could to stay in the game, and eventually it caught up with me, but it is what it is.
Yeah, I think the one worry with you is, like, I just worry you can't get to the end. It's like you're playing so hard. It's almost like an impossible game to win. Do you feel like that, or did you see a path to the end, or you knew this might have been like the point where you would go out?
So I know that it's possible because, you know, I was 30 seconds away in my fire making from getting there to the end and winning the game. The problem this time is those immunity challenges kept being endurance immunity, like ones that people have won on their seasons and literally ones I've lost on my season. There were at least 3 I lost on my season poorly that I had to do again this season. I just kept waiting for an obstacle course with a puzzle at the end, and they give it to them the day I leave, you know? And those are usually later in the game because they're bigger builds, I guess. But I was sure I could find an idol. I was sure that I could win immunity and get one step closer. It's not an easy way to go, Sharon.
I know.
But your argument at Final Tribal is right there in front of you and right there in front of the jury. And, you know, what a nightmare to get to the end and not have anything to say. Like, I don't want to be that guy. I'd rather be the guy with a big target too early, struggling to get there. But I do think it's possible. I just think I play Survivor on hard mode.
That's why we love you. Yeah, I'm curious about the jury. Like when you got back to Ponderosa, you know, I'm sure some of them were loving it because you were just giving them theater. Was the vibe that, hey, had you been at Final Tribal, you would have gotten a good amount of votes, like you had a shot?
I was actually shocked. Every player on the jury said that they were rooting for me and that they wanted me to win. I think there's a couple things that go into that. They see my game, right? Like a lot of it was at Tribal, which they appreciate. But also none of those people felt betrayed by me. Even Steph, who I threw under the bus, I had no loyalty to her. So she's not upset about that, which I was. She was the one I was scared to see. And she was great. Like she wasn't upset at all. It was okay, terrific. Good. Emily and Christian love me. You know, they're my closest allies. Dee is amazing.
I love Dee.
It was a gift to be at Ponderosa and get to hang out with Dee and realize like, oh my gosh, we're brother and sister. And Coach was awesome. And I also think they saw how loyal, you know, those honor and integrity people on the jury are looking at all the games and seeing who's really representing that. And it's like, I wasn't honor and integrity to Coach and Chrissy because they weren't in my alliance, but they saw that I stuck with Emily even through a revote, you know, that I never would have gone against Christian. So I was surprised when I got to the jury to hear that from all of them. And again, a lot of game left to play, and these people with more under the radar games would be have a chance to explain what they did at final. So a lot could have changed. But when I left, they told me that I was the one that they wanted to win.
I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that's better to hear or harder to hear, because you're like, damn,
it's better for me. I'll take it.
Okay. Who was your ideal? Yeah, as you should. Who was your ideal final three? Who did you want to sit next to?
You know, I would have gone to the final three with Emily and Christian just in terms of loving them and not betraying them. But I'm not a Aussie who wants to have the best tribal ever. Like, I want to be against two people who are getting zero votes. That's who I want to be against. That. And I don't even want to say who I think those people are, because I feel like some people in their post interviews are saying more than they should. So I'll talk about that later, but that's who I would have wanted to be against, is the people that I, in my estimation, were not going to get votes.
Mm. I want to talk about Joe real quick. He wasn't a fan of yours. What was the disconnect there? And how, I mean, there were also rumors that early argument on Sela was worse than we saw. So like, what was it about Joe? You guys play opposite games basically, right?
Right. Exactly. And I love Joe. We've been in touch through the season, like sending apologies back and forth.
Oh, that makes me happy. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I hope our kids are going to be playing together at the finale pool. A lot of respect for Joe. If a fan meets Joe, like, you're going to love Joe. Charismatic, magnetic guy. I wouldn't even say this, except Savannah came out and said it, and I don't want to throw Savannah under the bus. Like, it was a little more heated, that argument, but it still felt like something that, you know, I play pickup basketball. That could have happened on the basketball court, not a big deal. Watching it back, I think our difference is, and I didn't realize this out there, I realize it now, is to me, I'm loyal to you. That means I'm protecting you. I'm looking out for your interest, and I'm never coming after you. But I'm not going to, that doesn't mean I have to tell you everything.
Right.
Like, I'm totally loyal to Sheree and Emily at the beginning of the game, but I'm not telling them I hit a fake idol at Tribal, because they don't need to know that. Whereas I think Joe kind of demonstrated during the game, like, if he finds out you kept something from him, then that's, the loyalty's gone.
Mm.
So,
Mine
you know, like
omission.
With Steph with her, right, exactly. Like, Steph didn't say about the steal of votes, so now he can vote off Steph, you know, like that. So I got caught in a lie there at the beginning, and I did. It was such messy, bad gameplay. But to me, it's like not a big deal, Joe, because I wasn't coming for you. Mm. Whereas I think for him, that was enough, like, to paint the picture of me, which is crazy when you look back, because it's like, I am such a loyal player. It could have worked out. And then I just didn't realize how much it had made an impression on him. If I had, I would have voted him out instead of Genevieve, you know, when we had the chance at the Blood Moon. But I was surprised watching back, like, how much I was under his skin as a player. I don't think he ever really made it personal. I think it was mostly gameplay based. But yeah, just coming at the game very different ways.
That's fair. You mentioned the fake idol, and I remember in the preseason, you were like, there might not be idols out there, but there will be fake ones. You didn't mention the tribal council at all. When did that sort of get in your brain? Did you have that planned before, or did that come up? You know, did you and Christian come up with this?
You are so right that that's exactly what I was talking to you about in the preseason. And it was really just trying to I didn't have the where I was going to do it yet. Mm. What I was really trying to figure out was, okay, I can do this fake idol with my pocket square or whatever. Luckily, Christian found the Billie Eilish boomerang idol, so we had an actual wrapping that made it much more realistic that it could work. Yeah. But I was just trying to figure out, how can I sell an idol as real without showing the clue? Because the first thing I would ever say is like, show me the clue or it's fake. So I'm like, if you find it in tribal, how did it get there if production didn't put it there, you know?
Mm. Ooh, there he is.
I'm sorry, my battery on my laptop ran out. I'm so sorry. What was that? What were we talking about?
Just planning the fake idol and like when you came up with that.
Yeah, so pre-game, you know, when we were doing media days and everything, I was just trying to figure out, how can I sell this? And the two things I came up with were, I could try to hide it in a challenge, like literally as we're going through a challenge, and then Jeff calls us to the mat and I run back and get it in front of everybody, or I can hide it at tribal. And of course, I had to get permission, you know, I had to ask, like, is this something I can do? Can I hide it at tribal? And they ran it up the ladder and were like, yeah. That sounds fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it. But I was definitely brainstorming ahead of the game
when
we were in isolation.
Were you looking for idols way more than we were seeing? Like after the merge, was there an idol out there? Do we know? Like a regular one?
I can tell you that once I got that fake idol, I hadn't really been looking for idols too much up to that point because I didn't want to put a target on myself and I felt like I was pretty good with the numbers. But then when we got tied together, I felt like Aubrey and I were a big target. We might be going home that night. So I had to go for the fake idol. And then once I have the fake idol, I can't look for idols because then it looks like I'm holding a fake idol. It's like, if I'm holding an idol, why am I out looking for idols? And so then after that, the Mr. Beast thing happens and I have a real idol. So no, I really wasn't looking for idols all that much until this last episode, when I was looking literally all day, I mean, way more than they even showed. I was looking all the way up to tribal trying to find that idol because that was the only thing that was going to save me. But no, I guess I was in the original Sela. If I was out with someone I trusted, like Christian, I'd be looking.
Right.
But no, I kind of got in a weird spot after the merge where I couldn't look or I'd be giving myself away.
Yeah. Rick, I know you're an alternate on this season, which is wild to think about. What that would have been a crime if you were not. But I have to imagine you are very proud of your game. I hope you are. Do you feel proud of how you played?
I'm so proud of how I played. And it's just looking back, it's like, how did some of this stuff work? Like, I don't even know how I did all this stuff in one season. And I know it was messy, and I know it's not everyone's favorite strategic game, but like, I loved it. Like, it's exactly the type of game I would be rooting for sure, and be a fan of. So I'm super proud of how I played, especially, you know, I, as a father, like, I want the kids to see that I'm having fun. I never took a personal shot at anybody. And when I went out, like, I can still be friends with everybody because I need to be liked so desperately. Like,
I'm the same way. Exactly. I found out Joe blocked me and I'm like, Joe, why did you block me? I didn't say anything.
Oh no. Oh no. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
It's like, I could have cut off this Joe thing easily, but it's like, no, he's such a special
guy.
Like, it would be a loss to me. I need him to like me.
I know you got to run real quick. You have another run in you, Devins?
Come on. Of course. I can't say no to Jeff.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Okay. I'm not one of these people who says, oh, I'll never do it again. No, no. Yeah, sure. Why not? It's fun.
Okay. All right. Well, again, thank you for chatting. I'm sorry to see you go, but hopefully I'll see you next week at the finale.
Sharon, thank you. And thank you. Your message has meant a lot. I really appreciate it. Someone who's watched so much reality, like the fact that you could see the joy in my game, it meant a lot. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. All right. Well, have a good one. Bye.
Appreciate it.
Hi. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.